The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
We mentioned it there a few minutes ago, and many of you will have sampled a night out on the cobbled streets. Some good nights, perhaps some bad, but there is no denying it. It is one of Ireland's most popular tourist destinations, Temple Bar. It's much older than 35 years, but Temple Bar in its current form, the launch of Temple Bar as Dublin's, inverted commas, left bank, is 35 years old. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been meeting with business owners, residents and visitors in the area, and he joins us now. Josh, tell us about the transition that, this area has experienced over the past 35 years.
Yeah, so as you've been saying there, like it's had its ups and downs. I suppose, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, we don't have time to talk about all the highs and lows. I'm sure some people listening to this have had their best nights of their lives in Temple Bar, but then for others, when they hear the words, they shiver and they don't want to go near the place. A lot of the stories are probably not be suitable, not safe for broadcast. So look, to go back to 1991, when it was designated as this, I suppose, cultural quarter, or even the previous decades before this, this area, a lot of it would have been run down. A lot of the buildings had become dilapidated, and CIE had bought property in the area with plans to turn it into a bus station. However, artists, heritage groups, community associations got together to campaign against this from happening. And ironically enough, I'm speaking about this today, but my own mother was involved at this at the time. They held an exhibition in one of the buildings to launch the Save Temple Bar campaign, and then former Taoiseach Charlie Haughey then pledged to stop it from turning into a bus station and to redevelop the area as a cultural quarter. Now, today, Ciara, there's a real mix of businesses there, from galleries, theatres, markets, vintage shops, but of course there are the pubs, and that is what most people listening to this will associate with the area. Just to get a sense of what those visiting Temple Bar think of the offering, I spoke of tourists and Irish as well who are on staycations, and it's pretty positive.
So I'm from Brazil, and I have been here for 2 months, and Temple Bar is being part of my routine every day. It's very interesting to be here because it's a very cultural, historical place, and a lot of people from all the world is here, you know. It's a very tourist place, so it's nice to be here.
I'm from Argentina.
What's your first impression of Temple Bar?
I mean, it's really nice because it's like he says, like really touristy, like in a good way, in a bad way sometimes, but it's really nice. Really different from my country, but I really like it.
We're actually on tour today because we never get a chance to be on tour.
So you travel down from Dundalk
to be on tour, Dublin City.
And what's your impression of Temple Bar?
We love it.
Yeah, it's nice. At this time of the day, it's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's well done. It's a good atmosphere. That's the main thing.
Had you heard of Temple Bar before you came to Ireland?
I had, yes. I had some friends tell me about it, and I was aware it's an area. I think I heard it's catered to tourists, but I still find it very charming.
Yes, I've been here before. I was telling my sister about it, and I was like, we have to go back to Ireland because it's such a cool area. So I have a lot of fun here as well, especially at nighttime. Like, the nightlife is amazing.
So what's the plan for a day in Temple Bar?
Well, we just went to go pick up some art prints. We're going to get tattoos, so very exciting.
What are you getting tattooed?
We're going to get the word Grah. Yes.
We're only up for the day, but I've been in it once now. Only once in my lifetime. Yeah, yeah.
I love the pubs late at night. The price is, the pint is very cheap.
Yeah. You want to win the lotto.
I done it years ago when I was at a concert. Yeah. I don't know. It's for youngsters, that they say.
Actually, you're only as young as you feel.
You shouldn't be interviewing an old man like me. Yeah.
And are you going to sample some of the culture in Temple Bar today?
I'd say we're just flying through on a quick visit.
It might be a pit stop, though. You never know.
You never know. The day is young.
And that were people out and about there in Temple Bar. Did you speak with anyone involved in promoting the area? What do they think of the changes, Josh?
I did. So the Temple Bar company promotes the area. It's involved in putting on events throughout the year. It has its own street cleaning team. And from speaking with them, they say the area is going from strength to strength. Those involved with the organisation say, look, yes, back in the 90s and throughout the Celtic Tiger, it was very much all about the nightlife. But they say this has shifted somewhat now to more, I suppose, cultural offerings and independent alternative businesses. I'm sure some people would disagree, but I met with Martin Hart, who's the CEO of the Temple Bar Company, and I started off by asking him what he thinks has made the area what it is today.
I suppose there's a few things. One, it's his location. It's right in the centre of the city. That's the first thing. The second thing is that it has a large collection of beautiful historic buildings, and I think that was a key feature. The third thing, I suppose, was the huge availability of European funds, almost 20 million punts back in the 90s available for the redevelopment of Temple Bar. It wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the EU.
When you think back, what have been some of the most memorable or significant milestones, moments over the past 35 years?
Oh, Temple Bar has had so many milestones. One of the most memorable things I remember is you two recording It's a Beautiful Day on the roof of the Clarence Hotel. And, you know, there's been so many events, so many things that have happened over the years. There are too many to mention.
What do you say to those who could be critical of Temple Bar? They might say, oh, it's overpriced, or it leans too much into the paddywhackery.
Well, let me, to quote Ralph McTell, let me take you by the hand and lead you back through the streets of Temple Bar to 1991. Because a lot of people can't remember what it was like, and it was grim. It was derelict. There was nothing here. You know, I mean, there was beautiful buildings, but they were falling down. It was a decrepit part of Dublin, and now it's a vibrant part of Dublin. So yeah, you might not like it, but you know, we don't all like the same things. Over 10,000 people employed, nearly 70,000 people visiting the area every day, a turnover of about 700 million euros. It's vibrant and it's active. And the very fact that it's alive and it's energetic and people have an opinion about it tells you it's a success. To be a successful football club, you have people who criticise you. And we welcome all. Temple Bar is for everybody. Whether you like it or whether you don't like it, come down. It has something for everybody.
And that was Martin Hart there from the Temple Bar Company. Josh, did you speak with any of the publicans in the area, or were they just that bit too busy?
Well, to be fair, I don't think any pub is ever really quiet there. You can walk past places at 10:30 in the morning and there'll be live music blasting out through the windows. And this goes on straight through the day onto the close. And look, I know we often hear about the price of a pint in Temple Bar. It can go over the 10 euro mark, and that is staggering. But publicans try to defend this by pointing to the costs of putting on live music, security costs, rent and rates. One publican who was busy making Irish coffees today, slicing lemons, also getting a new section of his premises refurbished, was Sean Ryan from the fittingly named Ha'penny Bridge Inn Pub. It's situated just on the corner of the South Quays there, looking out at the Ha'penny Bridge, but its side then is onto the cobbled streets. Sean says it's great to work in the area, but he would like to see a greater Garda presence.
Temple Bar is great. Great atmosphere, great people, a lot of people on holidays enjoying themselves. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
And how much do you rely on the tourist trade then? That must be obviously the majority of customers.
We have a lot of regulars here, but we also get a fair spill of tourists, which is fantastic.
And sometimes people can be critical. They might say Temple Bar, it could be overpriced or the price of a pint. What do you say to that?
I wouldn't say it's over the price. I was in London there a few weeks ago. We got 3 pints and vodka was like £50. I have lads in here from Wales and they said a pint over there is £8-9. So there's not really much in the difference, is there? You're paying for the live music and entertainment 7 nights a week. Like, there's nowhere else around town has that. What more can you say?
What are the challenges of doing business in Temple Bar?
The challenges is there's a lot of people around here we don't want around here, should you say. Need more police presence because some nights is getting out of control.
And your family have been in business here over 35 years?
My dad has been here since 1989.
A lot of changes.
I remember Temple Bar Square was a car park and I go down the street giving the man a point of course to mind his car.
So tell me, how do you see it going over the next 35 years? Or what do you want to see being done to keep it a success?
I'd like to see more police presence, just everybody getting involved and making sure everyone's safe. That's the main aspect. And everybody wants to be here enjoying themselves, so we need people to be safe and feel they want to come back.
And that was Sean Ryan there from the Ha'penny Bridge Inn. Nice to hear a bit of music in the background there too, Josh. What about residents living in the area? How do they cope with all the hustle and bustle?
Yeah, so I suppose it's different for everyone. I know I've spoken with some in the past who've moved out of the area. They'd left it due to the nightlife and the antisocial behaviour that can flare up. But then there are others who love the atmosphere and the way of life that comes with living in such a central part of the city. I was walking through Temple Bar today and there was a market on, and it's what a lovely day to be at a market. But this runs most days of the week in the different squares, from arts, crafts, books and farmers market. And today I met with John Cullen, who's lived in Temple Bar for 35 years above his own shop Tambouli, and he was working at the market today. John says he's got used to living in one of Ireland's busiest areas.
I find it very interesting. It hasn't changed an awful lot.
What made you decide to move here in the first place, John?
Well, I sort of had a feeling it was an up and coming possibility, the area, when I read about Mr. Hawhey designating it a left bank. And that's why I decided I bought a building here. I have my apartment over my building. I have my shop under my apartment. And I do the market as well. And it's turned into a nice little village. here. Temple Parish really is like a village. We all know one another. Everybody gets along very well. We look out for one another. Sure, it's packed, it's crowded, but that's the way it is. That's how little villages are. Most villages get tourists in the summer. We get them all year.
And what's it like living here? It must be energetic. It could be loud on a Saturday night.
Yes, but you see, it's amazing how one can adjust. When I did come here, it was loud. But now I don't hear anything.
And you're involved in the arts.
Yes.
This would have been what many of the people who were campaigning at the beginning, yes, what they wanted it to become.
Exactly.
How do you feel, I suppose, about the number of pubs? Has the social side taken over?
Well, pubs, I don't see a problem with the pubs because they are employing artists in the form of singers. So the area employs a lot of people, not just in the pubs, but in all the shops.
So as a resident and a business owner, what would you like to see being done to improve the area and for it to continue for another 35 years?
I think we're doing fine. I can't see any major problems. I think we were shocked at first how popular the place is, but now we're all used to it and we're adjusting.
And that was Temple Bar resident and business owner there, John Cullen, ending that report on 35 years since the creation of what we now know to be the current version of Temple Bar. Thank you for that, Josh. And may I just say, because today is your last day on News Talk and this is the last report you will ever do on this station, that you are going to be hugely missed and you are much loved by everybody in this building. And we want you to go on to bigger and better things, and we have no doubt that you will, but we'll be sorry to see you go.
Thanks very much.
35 years at Temple Bar, 7 years in News Talk of Josh Crosby.
Yes,
quite a legacy.
A strange day. Yeah. Look, this job has brought me a lot. I was from working in the Arctic to Africa, the US election. Every day has been different. Every highway and byway, back roads of Ireland. And I suppose, look, as I'm finishing up here, it would be nice just to say thanks to everyone who's spoken to me, whether it's stopping them on the street, annoying them, or people who've opened up and shared their own personal stories with us. And look, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing if people didn't trust us with their stories. So look, I suppose, unfortunately for some people, I am staying in media, so they'll be hearing and seeing me.
They'll be seeing you on a TV station.
We'll be seeing more of you coming up. But look, thank you, Josh.
Thanks very much.
And we all mean that.
It's been great, crack.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.